This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The request to go to Mar-a-Lago was something that the Chinese, that was negotiated with the Chinese.
Sean Spicer talking about China and the U.S. meeting in Trump's mansion in Florida. And that's exactly what is happening. So the U.S. president sending a message to Florida, to the Chinese president that this is just the beginning of the beginning, I suppose, because especially North Korea, there's so much to discuss there. And joining us each and every time we crack open the mic here on America Tonight, our pals from Talk Media News, Justin Duckham joins us. Justin, so what's up with the explanation of why Donald Trump is holding the meeting in Mar-a-Lago instead of Washington, D.C., a huge meeting with China? Why there?
That's a good question. obviously his use of Mar-a-Lago has come under some pretty intense scrutiny. But when it has gone in that direction, he's been able to point to him being able to work down there. The last time he did this with a foreign leader was Prime Minister Abe from Japan. This was viewed as sort of a work trip, one in which, he could get away from the confines of Washington, D.C., in a, much more kind of, I guess, isolated setting to a large extent. But this is something I've certainly been raising quite a few eyebrows considering, this is a pretty hefty cost, one that could have been offset by just using Camp David or even Washington, D.C. itself. But nevertheless, is a place that the president has continued to return to. Last time he went to Mar-a-Lago, he actually said that this was easier for the participants of the meeting. He had a big meeting scheduled for Veterans Affairs. Ironically, though, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs was not invited, and the only participants seemed to be people who were kind of already in the proximity who lived in Florida. So doesn't really necessarily settle a lot of the scrutiny that's surrounding it, but it's certainly giving kind of a diplomatic veneer to what has largely just kind of been a vacation.
Diplomatic veneer, I like that. You wordsmith, you. Did you go to Berkeley?
I did not go to Berkeley. I went to UC Merced, the same system, but sort of the redheaded stepchild of the UC system.
They taught you a few words.
Don't want to get in trouble.
All right, so the other big story, of course, is the Republicans set to confirm Gorsuch by changing the Senate filibuster rules, and it seems like the Democrats aren't that up in arms about it. Is that right?
This is interesting. Today it was a party line vote moving forward with Gorsuch through the Senate Judiciary Committee about 11-9. And during those proceedings, it was revealed that Democrats actually do have enough votes to uphold a filibuster against Gorsuch. That means that it's now up to McConnell to move forward with the nuclear option. This is something that would change the filibuster rules and essentially do away with it with the Supreme Court nominee. Now, this is something that McConnell, at least publicly, has not come too lightly. He's been pretty hesitant to make this pretty major change, which would represent the first time in Senate history that this has been done with a Supreme Court nominee, and could, ultimately make this a rule that just won't go away and therefore pretty much restrict the rights of minority members in the upper chamber for years and years to come when it comes to one of the most, long-lasting decisions that any lawmaker can make. Donald Trump has been very gung-ho about this, a lot more so considering that he doesn't really have much of a relationship with the Senate or, sort of official Washington and how things are usually done in general. But he said that, he is urging McConnell to go nuclear in his own words if necessary, and now it looks like You know, it is necessary for McCollum to move forward with this, even though, you know, this is going to represent a pretty big change.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to represent a pretty big change. Jared Kushner decides he's going to go to Iraq, or at least the president decides to send him. Is there much noise over that in D.C.?
You know, there's a lot of just questions being raised on that, primarily because, you know, Tillerson wasn't there. And at this point, it's going to look like, you know, Kushner, who really doesn't have a defined role. He has many sort of poorly defined roles in the White House, being sort of the first diplomatic face of U.S., you know, sort of involvement over there from the administration in terms of, you know, diplomacy. So this is something that has been raising a lot of eyebrows. Today, Spicer, the White House press secretary, essentially tried to defuse these concerns, saying it wasn't a binary issue where, you know, it had to be either Tillerson or Tillerson or had to be Kushner. Said that Kushner was, in fact, invited by Joseph Dunford, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and also kind of downplaying the role that Kushner is going to have, saying that he is largely there to observe the progress that the military has made in Iraq, get a better understanding of that, and not ultimately really call the shots on that. But either way, the fact that he is going there as the American face, you know, before Tillerson has really sort of established himself, you know, as the U.S. sort of top diplomat in the Middle East, is certainly raising some, you know, very serious concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. So, never a dull moment there. You and I have talked about that before. Pretty much lunch is Taco Bell, in and out, boom, and then you're off and running.
Pretty much, yeah. Actually, that's kind of creepy. You knew that. Stop following me.
Make a run for the border anywhere in Washington. Just get some food down your gullet so you can move on to whatever the next crazy story is. All right. As always, Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Justin might have, he's not a big sports fan, but he might have been watching the tail end of Gonzaga and North Carolina. If he did, he knows that UNC, number one seed, 71-65 win over the Zags. Big news, because they kept talking about, I think it's big news anyway, they kept talking about redemption all year long after losing to Villanova in the waning seconds. So it really stuck in their craw. And how about that? So coming back, at scratching and clawing, as it was described in one of the many pieces I was reading and I watched this game, it is true. It is scratching and clawing. So that is a big win, needless to say, for North Carolina. Finally, it fell in their direction. So Williams really wanted this. He wanted his players to want it, too. And with less than a minute left in the first half, and Gonzaga threatening to snuff out the national title hopes, it all turned around. And congratulations to North Carolina, because, like I said, last year, to come from where they came from, where they were there on the doorstep, and it was one of those heartbreaking games, which really this has been in college hoop, heavy drama, last-second shots, blocks, all of that. This game had all of that, too. And Gonzaga really had a chance. So for all my friends listening at KSBN and those in the surrounding area in Spokane, Washington, wow, I feel you. I really thought, wow, the Mark Few and his Zags are going to pull this out. And they almost did, but North Carolina got their redemption. Odds and ends, we're talking about that next here on ATN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The causes are not yet clear. It is very early to talk about it. The investigation will show. We will naturally look into all possible scenarios and into criminal and, first of all, causes of a terrorist nature. We will see what answers this investigation will give us.
All right, that's a translation from Russian. What you need to know is there was an explosion in St. Petersburg, Russia, killed 11 people. Vladimir Putin is visiting Kate Delaney, America, tonight, and sad to see those photos, of course. Nobody claimed responsibility. You heard that as well. However, the Islamic State is celebrating it, so there's perhaps a hint, or they want to take credit for it. Who knows? But what they found when you look at St. Petersburg, which is, by the way, the second largest city there, so the subway carries 2 million people a day, what they found was this homemade device filled with shrapnel. It tore through the third subway car, killed 11 people, wounded 40, including kids. Just spread mayhem all over the place. The train limped into the station, smoke filling the air. The train had gone into a tunnel between stations on its way out of a downtown hub when the bomb exploded. So there's videos circulating on social media showing long red streaks across the white floor because the injured were dragged from the car. The doors damaged. People smashed windows to get out. What a nightmare. What a sick, twisted, outrageous thing. The Russian military, they obviously respond, but if you could see, this is radio, and you see these cars, and it could be anywhere in the world, and you see that, you really see the red streaks, and people trying desperately to get to safety, or injured, trying to crawl away from the train, you know, the dead and the wounded had barely even evacuated before some of the factions in Russia's political arena began blaming one another. So nationalists, who would be on the right, point the finger at the opposition, saying the kind of attacks that they just saw emerged from the same womb as the protests back in March, the end of March 26, when you had tens of thousands of people who marched against government corruption. There were unconfirmed reports that a suicide bomber from Uzbekistan or a neighboring country might have been responsible. But there's no definites at this point. So the number of people may climb. It was sad to see. I mean, it was sad to see these people just laying there. Oh, not expecting it. And that's, of course, always what it's about. Innocent people. Yeah, check. Check the boxes. Innocent people. Vladimir Putin took flowers to the site along with other Russians and laid the flowers out. He was in St. Petersburg for a meeting with the president of Belarus. Easy for me to say. Belarus. Belarus, there it is. That's that coffee talking again. Who, of course, traditionally has been an ally, but they've been feuding with the Kremlin lately. And that was the reason why he was there. So certainly in Russia there have been other attacks. If you remember the Islamic State, I was thinking about this today, took responsibility for a bomb that took down a Russian plane in Egypt in 2015, and that was a terrible, terrible, terrible bomb. 224 people were on board, and many of those victims were from St. Petersburg. When the subway system in Moscow has been hit a couple of times. So the investigation phase is what's happening here as they try to piece it all together and figure out who is taking responsibility and did they really do it. The shrapnel, looking at all of that, rough, rough way to start your day. Rough way. This is a crazy story that I happened to read. One of the cable stations did like a little investigation on it, and they were talking about it, a bunch of F-A-18 fighter jet pilots who have this potentially super dangerous oxygen deprivation disorder that happens during flight. It's a huge safety issue, of course, and it's raising questions about the future of the U.S. Navy and the aging air fleet that they have. Testifying before Congress last week, Navy officials described a rising rate of these physiological, rather, episodes that affect pilots who, you know, fly this F-18 aircraft. There's one from Boeing called Super Hornet. So these episodes are not good. There's two groups. A pilot breathing gas and caused by unscheduled pressure changes in the flight station can be very disarming. Hypoxia is the key. Not getting hypoxia, because that results from an amount of oxygen delivered to cells that can induce fatal complications when you don't get the right kind of oxygen, enough oxygen. And hypoxia is, they recognize this sometimes in flight simulators. So at a time when the Congressional Budget Office is saying, in December anyway, that if the Defense Department were to stop plans to add more F-35s and instead buy more Boeing Super Hornets and Lockheed F-16 fighters, taxpayers would save about $29 billion. So they're commissioning reviews at this point. I mean, remember, Trump asked Congress for an extra $13.5 billion this year to build and modernize F-13s and FA-18s. And that no matter what they think of the FA-18s, they're going to remain in use because they're paid for through 2030. So it's not going away. It's just kind of interesting to bring up because the hypoxia is so bad and the fear of these pilots just going down. That's something they ought to be talking about for real in Washington, D.C., focusing on, wow, you have man and machinery, and how much does that machinery cost? And, of course, the man's life, you can't get back. It just is equally as horrific. But there has to be some better things that can be done. And the answer is there is. They have to be willing to spend the money. And I say just spend the money to put in whatever safety measures would be necessary, whatever that looks like. That's key. Whatever it takes. Within reason. Right? Within reason, I say. All right, the EpiPen, ridiculous how much it costs. And so here we are. When $65,000 for a drug is actually something people cheer about, you must own a ton of stock in it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Two new drugs were cleared to hit the market last week, an eczema drug that's going to cost $37,000 per year, and one for multiple sclerosis that will cost $65,000. There is praise and concern for both of those. And the cry out that this could be such a difference maker. But that's, we're talking about pretty big bucks. Pharmaceutical company Mylan, remember, upped the price of its EpiPen at least 15 times since 2009. And it's got people really furious. How much are you willing to pay to get your drugs, which might be the right kind of drugs? Something to think about. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today?
Hey, Delaney. Hanging with all of you here on America Tonight. How you doing, America? Tired of it all? Did you take a break and watch a little bit of that college hoop championship game? It was pretty fun. I watched the whole second half of it, and UNC knocked off Gonzaga 71-65. Oof, I am feeling it for my pals, as I mentioned before, in Spokane. A couple of you sent me notes before the game over the weekend. Got one from Chris, got another one from Joe. All of you really saying, you know, come on, Gonzaga, let's get this done. And unfortunately, it didn't happen because they ran into a tough, redemption-minded North Carolina team. And really close, made it really close, have a lot of reasons to be incredibly proud, but just not, you know, just not there. So a big shout-out to 1230 KSBN listeners who I know are feeling it. Some of you are feeling it. Really, really hoping that this was going to be the year they were going to do it and it was going to be West Coast. There's no more East Coast bias. Let's talk about the West Coast. You know, the dollars and cents, and you know, it's a business a business radio station. We do a lot of business here on America Tonight. I was thinking about this today. The business of sports is, as you all know, big business. But the ratings for NCAA hoop this time around has been phenomenal. And part of this is, I think, been because of these incredible finals. I think the interest is, I mean, look, the interest is there because of the fact that people were doing brackets. However, you can't dispute. I mean, so it is gambling. But I think there was also interest in the fact that you had these great storylines and the you had these dramatic finishes. That's what it was, you know. The championship game to me is going to have big numbers too. You had a lot of North Carolina alum. You have a lot of Gonzaga fans and underdogs and West Coast folks pushing for the Zags, and they have lots of reasons to hold their head high, but it just wasn't their time. But I'll tell you, like I said, the ratings for this thing have been killer. I mean, just killer, killer ratings. Millions more people, 11% more watching this time around. Admit it, did you fill out any brackets? Did you do any brackets? All right, I wanted to give you some odds and ends. And, you know, I call it odds and ends because we're talking about exactly what that is, odds and ends. Screwball-y things or things that ended up being just the end of something, the end of an era, the end of, you know, whatever. Just intriguing stories that you might not have heard because it's hard to get heard through all of the noise. So when you speak about ends, how about the idea that some cattle escaped from the St. Louis slaughterhouse that are now headed to the animal sanctuary? So what does that mean? Right? They escaped from the slaughterhouse. So I guess if you escape, it's not like prison where you got to go back and then serve more time. No, it's, well, you escaped and we've decided that, you know, we're going to, and there was a bunch of steers last week that ran through the streets of St. Louis for hours. I'm serious. I know some of you are listening to me not too far from there, until they were actually corralled and they decided that, you know, crowds were naming them, and there were six cattle all together, and they decided to put them in an animal sanctuary instead of going back to the slaughterhouse. And they called this one steer Chico because he was just dodging the police and animal control officers. There's a 5-hour window where they were trying, you know, did everything from crashing through an iron fence and finally picked up and then taken to the farm. But they were waiting at the slaughterhouse in limbo. And I guess, you know, there were feuding groups trying to save them from slaughter. And then before you know it, they're going to stay in this farm for a couple of weeks before making a trip to an animal sanctuary. So escaping paid for these six, because they're not going to, I mean, they're not going to end up on your table or mine, to be blunt about it. They're not. The steers are less than 2 years old. They have a life expectancy of 10 to 15 when they don't go to a slaughterhouse. So instead, they're going to go to the Gentle Barn Animal Sanctuary. Sweet. And what this place does, they work with disadvantaged kids on ranches, and they use animal husbandry, is what they call it, as part of the therapy. So they'll work with the steers to make sure they're comfortable with humans. And the cattle will stay together. Wow. I'll say it again. Sometimes crime pays, escaping pays. And in this case, it definitely did, because they don't end up like everybody else that's in the same couple of pens with them. You know, not at all. a much better option. Much, much better option. I think you'll find this interesting. What happens when we get older? Anybody have a good answer for that? Are you wiser? Do you just let things slide off your back? I happen to read a story about when do we find happiness, and it's when we're older. This new survey that came out, and by the way, it's an unofficial survey because it's the Irish, the Belfast Telegraph, that this survey comes from. And the Royal Voluntary Service said that 63% of people over the age of 70 feel more content than at any other point in their life, worrying less, having more time for personal fun activities, and no longer caring what people think are one of the benefits of growing older. When people were questioned, that's what they said. Regular physical activity, seeing your friends and family. Sweet. Not chasing the dollar is hard. But it makes sense. It makes sense that you would be more relaxed. But for goodness sake, not growing up with a phone in your face and looking at it all day long, the blue light of death has to mean something, right? Has to mean it. If you go to Cannes in France, if you go to Cannes, you would find that one of the stories that people are intrigued by is the end of a marriage. So the dating show boom, which was part of television that so many of us absorbed, I'm sure, at some point in our life. Since a show called Married at First Sight might be coming to an end. Producers are falling all over themselves, apparently, to make new shows about warning couples where everything has gone wrong. So this show, Married at First Sight, the tide is turning on it. These new shows are coming out. What's happened is, I don't know, the divorce rate is shooting up. Of course, because the glow wears off. Anybody knows that. That's why. That's why the dating shows are bombing. Who wants to see the dating shows? And there's even a show where two hosts choose a perfect match. And then they get to spend a night in what they call a love nest cabin. Ugh. So contrived, right? So contrived, some of this stuff. But that's reality TV, I suppose, right? That's reality television. I don't want to throw another one, odds and ends, at you. This was very, very scary. Commutes in some of Atlanta's really populated northern suburbs had to find a different way home or ride public transportation, and they have to do that for the foreseeable future. A massive fire caused a bridge on Interstate 85 to collapse, completely shutting down the heavily trafficked, if anyone's been there, you know it, highway. The interstate is a major artery for the U.S. South and a huge, huge local traffic spot north and south through Atlanta. I love what the Georgia State Patrol Commissioner Mark McDonough had to say. He said the bridge collapse effectively puts a cork in the bottle. Well, they're going to have to uncork it, but it's going to take some time. Numbers we can count when we come back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's 23 million. Amazon.com, yes indeed, has agreed to buy Middle East online retailer Souq.com. I hope I'm saying that right. It's S-O-U-Q.com. For what they say is an undisclosed sum. The Dubai-based company has 3,000 employees and draws about 23 million visits a month. That's big. They want that. They want those visits is what they want, the 23 million. Number one, U.S. carrier, American Airlines Group, bought a $200 million stake in China Southern Airlines, angling for one of the world's largest growing travel markets. The carriers are going to begin selling tickets on each other's flights later this year. More business with China. Lots of business in Asia. How about this? Do you have a truck? Do you have a brand new car? You're in the majority if you do. Used vehicle prices plummeted 1.6% in February from the month before, more than they have in almost a decade. The National Automobile Dealers Association announced that the dip is fueled in part because of the generous discounts on, you guessed it, new cars and what? Say it with me, trucks. That's why. 1.6%. That's pretty big. If you're a used car salesman, sometimes that's your bread and butter, and we've seen that in recent years, but that's turning around. San Francisco-based Wells Fargo is going to pay $110 million to settle lawsuits by customers over unauthorized accounts the bank opened in their name. The company already paid $185 million to settle regulatory charges related to that scandal. So more money. So what happens when you open up fake accounts and you put them there yourself? Of course. That's what happened. Did you see Blade Runner when it came out? Remember that movie Blade Runner? If you haven't seen it and you like kind of sci-fi-ish things, watch Blade Runner. It's one of my favorite movies. So Sony Motion Picture Group chairman Tom Rothman talked about Blade Runner 2040, which is set to debut in movie theaters instead of streaming platforms. So, it's actually 2049. Wow. Blade Runner 2049. Can't even wrap my head around that number, for goodness sake. That's a lot. Isn't it? It is. Let's jump to coinage. In Berlin, thieves made off with a 221-pound Canadian gold coin named the Big Maple Leaf. It's worth $750,000 as tender or $4.5 million as metal. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Hopefully they find it. Hopefully they do. I've been talking about the fact that the NCAA tournament has now come to an end. It has rolled to an end. And isn't it interesting? Already, Vegas has its hands on the teams in trying to come up with a record for next season. Just like that. Boom. Here are the new odds after North Carolina just won a title. So Kentucky has 10-1 odds. Louisville, 10-1. Duke, 10-1. Kansas, North Carolina, Villanova, Gonzaga, Arizona. Well, no, Gonzaga have 12-1 odds. Arizona, 15-1. It goes from there. Michigan, 20-1 odds. And if we drop all the way down, Virginia, 30-1 odds to win the title next year. West Virginia, 25-1. Butler, 25-1. For what it's worth, if you're already glancing at the possibility of what could happen next year, don't bother. But just be aware, they have shuffled the deck. They've done it. Speaking of shuffling the deck, Domino's Pizza Enterprises said it's going to start using a sidewalk droid to deliver pizzas in Germany and the Netherlands. The six-wheeled pie bolts will be supplied by a London-based Starship Technologies. I don't know. Here comes my pizza. Stop, you robot. Give me my pizza. It's the honor system. How much do I owe? Oh, I can't remember what I owe. I can kind of see some problems with this. I don't know about the rest of you, but I think there's be at least a few tweaks that would have to be worked out to make that completely viable. Because right now, it's not. Right now, it's not in its current form. I don't know. To me, it would be pretty, in one way, it would be pretty cool, but in another way, not having a human element, how do you how do you correctly know what to do? And I guess you could ask that about any type of technology, but that seems so in your face. Speaking of in your face, a report from Barclays says recent traffic deadlines cost Whole Foods Market as much as $479 million a year in sales. The analysts note the shoppers have instead taken their business to Kroger. Sorry, we're tired of these lines. We're going to go find another outlet. Seems ridiculous, but it is true. It is true. All right, quickly, let's jump to this one. The Senate is heading up to the high court for a showdown. And what happens here is pretty significant. Democrats secure enough votes to block Gorsuch, setting the stage for a nuclear option. Because the rules of the chamber are going to be changed anyway, and part of that is to ensure that he would be nominated. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said this is a new low in response to Democratic opposition, but he also reiterated his vow that Gorsuch is going to be confirmed by Friday, despite the likelihood of a filibuster. Oh, those filibusters can go on forever and ever and ever. The procedural vote, known as cloture, has long been set as the Senate set the Senate apart from the House of Representatives, and it has been hailed by members of the upper chamber for requiring bipartisan cooperation, forcing consensus on major legislation, or confirmation votes. Can you imagine? If they eliminate some of that, it would be eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I think I like this judge. He's good to go. It's not an easy deal for anyone, I don't think. And then Senator Harry Reid, of course, now retired, he first invoked the option in 2013 when he was a military leader, allowing non-Supreme Court presidential appointments to be confirmed with a simple majority. Think about that. Doesn't that sound good? Bang on the drum all day. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. Thanks for listening.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.